Loud car horns outside the window. There's no better way to start an episode.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Paragraph Despair. I'm Chris.
I'm Anton.
And this is Paragraph Despair. This is a show, and then we're going to do it.
20th episode.
Wait, did you confirm that?
Yep, I did. It's our 20th episode.
Did you... Oh, you pulled up the episode, and then you listened to all of it just to
To all of them to make sure.
It was there.
Even though they're numbered. I listened to...
What do you think after, 16 episodes and then not doing it for a year and then 4 episodes?
The hiatus.
You think it's all been... What's your favorite memory?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I got one for you, but we're going to do it at the end of the show.
Oh, whoa.
For a 20th surprise.
Wow. You thought of everything in the 5 minutes you prepared for that.
Yeah. Hey, I can throw these together pretty quick. Let's get into what's news.
All right.
That's actually an official segment now. I think we're doing it.
It is basically, yeah.
I like it because it's not like what's new, it's what's news. It's
so clever.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
Actually, I think
me.
I said what's new a couple times. So I don't know if it's that clever. We both live in the New York City metropolitan area.
Yeah, we do.
And how do you. So do you and Alyssa like to order food from home?
More before, less so lately, but okay. We used to do it like maybe on average once every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. We're in a little kind of, there's not much in terms of walking distance around here. So we kind of, we do it, but I try to pick up as much as possible or we cook. So it's not like we don't eat out excessively, but, big thing going on lately, New York City, is being sued by all the companies, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber, because New York City is passing a minimum wage law to pay delivery drivers for the apps that are normally pretty much gig-based.
Yeah.
I think it's like $17.96 per hour, and it'll increase to $20 per hour in April 2025.
$17.96, man.
And we'll adjust... for inflation.
When I was a kid, we made $7.50 an hour or something.
That's $7.25 an hour as a garbage man.
Wow. What happened? Is it just New York City has different...
I mean, even back then, it would have been not a lot of money for New York.
Yeah.
This was upstate, and I lived with my parents, so it was fine.
Okay, so maybe upstate has different minimum wage.
Yeah, they do. There's a New York City special minimum wage that's 15, I think.
Mm.
And upstate, I think, is still 7 or something. I don't know.
So
I think people get paid
every morning, wake up, drive 3 hours to New York City, do your gig job.
Yep.
And then go back.
I bet there's people that live something close like that.
Probably.
It's tough. And it was weird because for the longest time, I thought delivery drivers were from the restaurants. Like the restaurants hired them.
Oh.
And then I thought like the apps, like this is early on in New York, like 10 years ago, which I think might have been true. I think the more gig app delivery drivers is a more recent thing.
Yeah, I feel like.
And then a lot of restaurants, they probably still do have in-house delivery drivers.
Could be, yeah.
Because I feel like how it used to work was basically a restaurant would just get an iPad specifically for their Grubhub orders, see one come in, have someone deliver it. But now I think like DoorDash, it's the drivers doing it as a gig thing. They go pick up the food because I'll see it there sometimes when I'm picking up food. I see a driver come in, pick up for a name, they get it, go take it to someone. But I think it's from the point of view of like gig work, it's not. You're not, it's hard to make a consistent amount of money.
Well, that's my question there is like, is it that if it's in the best interest of those workers, then cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not, then that's not good.
You're right. And there's a problem too, because I think the law, from what I'm reading, is that they're only paid an hourly rate when they're on delivery. Sometimes gig workers are waiting around for deliveries.
Yeah.
And then they won't be on, which, how do you measure that time? Because, like, so what, you clock in for a 20-minute shift to go deliver or something, and then that you have to add that time up to be for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
But there are times too where an order comes in, like, are you getting paid to wait for the restaurant to finish the order if the restaurant's backed up?
Yeah.
And
if you have to, I assume this is going to have an impact on maybe undocumented workers as well.
Yeah. Hopefully for the best, because they should, like, I mean.
Well, I guess I don't know. Like, if they have to, like, file or something to, I guess, right. I don't know enough about the
taxes
laws
and certain aspects like that.
Versus just get paid through an app.
But it was pretty, like, we were walking in, they had closed Fifth Ave in Park Slope when we were on our way to the show last night. Not to date this episode. I won't give away what show or what specific date this was.
What, can you give the directions that you took from your house to get there?
Yeah, so my address is... That's my beeping sound.
Oh, that's pretty good. Sounds like a kazoo.
And they closed Fifth Ave in Brooklyn. So it's like we're walking the street, which I didn't really want to do, even though it's all open. You're like, oh, you think of like, oh, this is all this street area you can walk in.
Yeah.
And like some of the restaurants had their tables pouring out. So many, like, it's like there's always been food delivery drivers, but there's so many more now.
Yeah.
And like way more e-bikes that are just like cruising.
I was thinking about this. I saw an article about, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, why?
Well, I guess it's not going to take us off.
Isn't it
topic?
This is the topic.
Yeah. Like somebody was saying the government should subsidize e-bikes. Because the technology is there right now, and it would probably reduce the number of cars. And the biggest issue I have with the e-bikes right now is that they are in this weird category where they're faster than regular bicycles. So if you're in the bike lane, you're going to have this bike buzzing past you. Sometimes they go on the sidewalks and stuff.
Yeah.
But if more people weren't in cars and everybody was on e-bikes on the road...
I feel like it'd be more dangerous in a way.
Because it'd just be all this crazy bike traffic on the road?
The infrastructure, for how bad it is for how much, like, space we give up to cars, at least, like, to a degree, the car infrastructure of the city is kind of set. Mm. Like, you know, the roads are, you know, out, like, they have to be. Like, they're outlined, they have lights, everything's kind of designed a certain way. I see way more bikers running red lights and not paying attention to any of the stop signs more than I see.
Cool.
You know, cause you can't with a car. Yeah.
But if you run a red light on a bike, you just run into another bike is what I'm getting at. If there's fewer cars are the dangerous thing.
I don't know. You can go flying off a bike.
I've seen people fly off their bikes and you get scraped up and your head cracks open if you're not wearing a helmet, but
yeah, it's very dangerous.
You get hit. Cars are like just huge inertia machines that are just all this weight is going to crush stuff.
Yeah. I think everyone should just stay home and we don't ride either. You just
And we
walk.
You order your food in the morning so it can be walked to you.
Yeah.
It's always ceviche, so you don't have to worry about
temperature. I think the government should just hand out food rations on your doorstep once a week.
Ah. That's good.
Because, like, what is, like, the deal with flavor, you know? Like, why don't we just eat the nutrition from packets? Like, who cares? Like, let's efficiently package them. You just get enough substance.
Yeah.
Right?
You order your flavor packets from Amazon.
Right.
And then you just eat hardtack and,
Then,
put the flavor powder in your mouth.
Yeah. Boom. Problem solved.
Then we don't have to worry about minimum wage.
Also, I don't know. Like, I feel like delivery, I'd rather have delivery that is very basic. Like, I don't, you know, want, like, you should want to go to a restaurant as an experience as to just getting it delivered anyways. I think people should fix their relationship with their food in a sense.
I think, we don't even cook at home that much,
but
we should do that more.
So let's think of long term. I mean, I think there's always going to be delivery drivers and messengers, but do you think, you know, we're just going to be getting our food from drones in like 5 years?
I know a lot of people are working on that. I don't see that happening any.
Because then what? They're crashing into each other, falling on my head, and I'm walking. I'm not driving or I'm riding a bike. I'm not doing either of those.
Well, food is also relatively heavy, so I don't see, like, you're gonna have to probably have ground drones and people will just go up and steal from
the robot
and
dogs.
Yeah,
and then you walk up to one with a baseball bat, bash it, take the food.
You don't even have to do that.
You just push it over.
Yeah, people just. I mean, you could do all that. I maybe someday we'll have drones. I guess I don't really see that anytime soon. I think the longer term effect here is really going to be that this industry that sprung up on an opportunity, same with Airbnb. Airbnb always has these legal issues they got to deal with, is going to be taken back more toward the status quo. Will probably will mean that you don't have as many delivery drivers because these apps are going to start to have to figure out how to capitalize on the few that they're already paying hourly wages for.
Yeah.
So they're going to get a lot more sophisticated routing, probably penalize restaurants for saying the food is ready when it's not, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And being much tighter with timing on things.
Yeah.
So that the fewer workers that they have doing this will get the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. I also just think, you know, because it's such an unpredictable kind of work, just based off of when you're working and when you're not, the pay, and it's forcing the drivers of any, you know, not just food, but Uber and everything, you know, to be really reliant on tips. But then it's like, now tipping is just insane.
Tipping has really crept up.
I don't like, it's not that I don't like tipping. I mean, I don't like tipping. I just wish, like, why can't I not tip? And then why can't they get paid fairly? So, like, I'd rather just them get paid fairly, like, charge me whatever you have to in order for them to get paid fairly. And then just not have
tipping. So you don't have to make a decision.
I don't want to make a decision. I don't want, why do I have to feel bad and pay your employees? Like,
yeah, tipping on the whole is so weird because it's, I think it's less
about
of it. What?
I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Because I think the intent of tipping, I don't know who invented tipping, is
John Tipper.
Yeah. Probably just organically came about. But like, we see it as like a way of grading the service almost. But that's not really what it is. It's more of just like a sign of like how much cash you're willing to part with.
Yeah.
And how stingy you are. And it probably has almost nothing to do with the service.
Uh-huh.
Because the real measure of the service is, do you go back to the restaurant or not? I feel like we talked about this before, but.
Yeah. Well, now we're talking about it differently.
Yeah.
And also, we forgot all the old episodes. Yeah.
I'm sure you did,
and
too.
And we're reflecting back on it after 20 episodes.
Wow, we have a whole catalog to talk back about.
All right, well, that's that. Speaking of reflecting on, let's move to this new topic I just came up with. I think it's really cool, but maybe it's not.
We'll find out.
I'm getting you too excited. This is something I'm going to call old tech, new tech.
Oh.
This is where I'm going to ask you two questions.
Okay.
And then I want to hear just kind of your thoughts, what your choices would be. And then, you know, that's going to be it. There's no game to it or anything.
All right.
But first I'm going to ask you, what is a piece of old technology that should have stayed around longer than it should have?
Huh.
Right.
Trying to think back, camera stuff comes to mind a lot.
Like what kind of camera stuff?
Film camera things, but it's kind of always still here.
Yeah. Sorry, there's a siren.
Yeah.
Siren break.
Maybe you should stop hurting people.
We'll just play the sirens while you think.
Yeah. Imagine if Jeopardy played that while people are in Final Jeopardy. It's just ambulance sirens blaring at you.
That's the thing about New York is, you know, there's so many people that whenever you hear an ambulance, you're like, wow, it makes sense because the number of people, someone's in real bad trouble right now.
I would never want to be an ambulance driver. So much traffic.
Yeah.
So old tech that should still be around.
Yeah. It could be anything. It could be video games. It could be fun. It could have been a game. It could have been a type of device. Like, I would say, I kind of wish they still had iPods. Or, like, a music central device. I think that would be really cool. It could really lean into how you would play and listen to music.
Because you don't like the fact that the phone could do that with just an app?
Yeah, I mean, I use my phone. But you know, it's something that, like, it gets you excited to have in, like... Because that's what I used to like about the old iPods is, like, I got to keep it separate. And I didn't have to have my phone out. And then my phone didn't lead me to another thing on my phone. And then also my iPod was very, you know, it's the spin dial. It was just artists and my albums and playlists and like that was it. I mean, now there's definitely more expansion to that with like in terms of how Spotify kind of sets up their entire app or even Apple Music. But yeah, I think it would have been fun. I know Spotify tried to come out with their own CarPlay device, which I thought was kind of cool looking, but then I realized, yeah, it doesn't make sense because I'm not going to waste more dash space on my car because I need it for the maps.
Yeah.
And it looks cool. Like, sure. You know, in terms of like being able to like, you know, change your music while you drive.
Man, I really can't think of an example. I really do feel like for the most part, things get
better. Like, even if it's not, I know, but like, even if it's not for, it doesn't have to be like useful. Like it could just be like, I don't know why. And they do this, they do re-releases of like old video game systems.
Yeah. And it just reminds you how
bad it was.
Things have gotten way better.
Yeah.
There's a few games that still are good.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they weren't trying to like push past what you could actually accomplish. Like games that are trying to do cutting edge graphics and stuff always end up looking terrible. But games that are like, okay, I understand the medium. This is the limitations. Let's embrace the medium.
Yeah.
Those ones stand the test of time.
I see. Well, if you don't have any, this is going to be a very short segment.
I'm really trying to think. Like, maybe me talking through it more will help you to see where I'm struggling. I do think that things are maybe more complicated than they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be simplified. I'd love to see that. I also think that sometimes things get more simplified than they need to be.
Right.
Like...
Apple anything?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. I think Apple a lot of time does eliminate stuff that I'm like, okay, I'm happy you eliminated that. Yeah. I don't need that. Hmm. Man, I can't. I actually personally like less technology over time, and I feel like the consolidation...
Well, that's not part of the game, man.
Is possible.
You just gotta pick some.
What's something that we should still have?
What's something that that came out that was like, oh yeah, I could see this catching on, and then never did? Nothing?
I mean, VR, I was there was periods of times where I was pretty optimistic for it.
And now you're like,
Yeah. I mean, because when you actually go to use it, it's just a whole,
yeah,
all the effort to like get into it. It takes a little while, and that anything where you have to like mentally prepare for it, even no matter how fun it is, it's like going to the gym. You go to the gym, it feels amazing, but like your brain just thinks of all the work you gotta do.
You know, I have to put the headset on, make sure it's charged.
Yeah.
Stand there.
Rearrange your room. Well, yeah, you had the headset that kind of works better in the room. The ones that I had, you had to like set everything up and put cameras in place and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But like mine's just sitting right there. I don't use it. I haven't used it in like 6 months.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe the second part of the question might be a little more easier for you.
Okay.
What's a piece of newer tech that is kind of pointless or shouldn't be around?
Anything having to do, not anything, but a lot of the crypto stuff just doesn't need to exist. I don't think it's really adding anything.
What do you mean? Like crypto itself?
Specifically like using the blockchain just because
it seems
like, hey, we could. Do.
Yeah.
And any idea where it's like, oh, hey, we could, instead of like, I have this need and now it's the technology is available for me to meet that need.
Yeah.
The hey, we could's almost always are gimmicky. And
yeah,
I think is because what ends up happening is the only time you would ever succeed with the hey, we could is you came up with an idea that no one even realized they wanted or needed.
Yeah.
And that probably doesn't happen that much.
Yeah. I was going to say tablets.
I was going to say tablets too until I got iPad.
I got an iPad like I think 2020 or before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It's like I've used it time to time. Like initially why I got it was to like bring it to coffee shops and have it be a low key something I could type on.
Yeah, I don't use
while it not having to bring a laptop or a big, you know, anything bulky. But like even then, it's like that kind of reminds me of another thing that I thought could it'd be nice to still have around, which is sort of like some sort of digital word processor typewriter kind of
thing. Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool.
There are companies that try to do it, but like they look stupid.
How come you didn't bring that up?
Oh, I just thought of it.
Oh,
So that's going back to the first question. But like that would be really cool is like for something to write on that's just like a digital word processor, but it's also not like big or stupid.
Sure.
I know a couple like my ideal one would be something like
you just take a phone screen and put it sideways and that's your screen and then put keys in front of it. And
yeah.
Have a typewriter.
You could do that. But then you get distracted by your phone.
Ooh, we should make that business.
What?
Make an app. We'll call it Just Typing. And what you buy is the...
I think they have it.
Yeah, but forget them. And then you get this really nice mechanical typewriter that's really clacky so you can bring it to the coffee shop and everybody can just like groan and roll their eyes at you.
Yeah, that's another thing is like there is one that is called like the FreeWrite and it's like this kind of digital word processor and like, but it looks stupid. Like I could not, like I'd be so embarrassed.
So you got to get a good designer on there. But do you set your phone into it as the screen?
No. It has its own little thing.
Oh.
But, I mean, and then they have those keyboards that kind of you put your phone on. But, like, so my ideal one... This needs to be
big and clacky.
It would just be, like, a Kindle, and you could use it for books. It's, like, the paper white. So it's not, like, a screen background.
Yeah.
But it has... It's just text, you know, for your books. But it also turns into, like, you turn it sideways... There's a very sleek kind of laptop, like iPad with a keyboard kind of feel to it. But like, it's just a device for just reading your eBooks and for just writing text.
So it's Kindle plus writing.
Yeah.
And does it have a better refresh rate than the Kindle?
I probably would need to if you're going to be typing.
I think, so I don't know about you, but you're probably like me out there in the audience. You like, keeping track of all your receipts.
Yeah, everyone knows
if,
that.
If we had a Kindle for receipts, yeah. So you could just like quickly, it's long and thin, and you just keep all your receipts on there. That would be really cool.
All of our ideas are just Kindle related. It's like a Kindle, but it only plays YouTube.
And it's with that like black and white refresh rate, so it's just like super jarring.
It's like a Kindle, but you can only make online payments to your waiver accounts. Like,
a Kindle for banking.
You just have a bunch of Kindles in your
each one is a single purpose.
Yeah. And it's like, oh yeah, my phone can do all of this.
I mean, that's kind of what the 90s was for people who were into gadgets.
I mean, that's what all these like Palm Pilots and like laptops basically were.
Yeah.
But like there's at least a purpose that continues on, at least for like if you're writing something, because like the whole thing is you don't want to be distracted and like,
yeah,
you know, and it also kind of like amps, like you're kind of like, oh, it's fun to use because you're really focused.
I keep thinking about that holy grail of I want to just like be able to go off anywhere and find a peaceful spot and do mm-hmm. work outside. Maybe like we were talking to this couple the other day, and the one guy was saying how he likes to go do drawings in nature.
Okay.
And I think about how I would want to do that with any kind of work I want to do.
Right.
Writing, programming, etc. Go find a spot mm-hmm. to do it. And it's still not there yet.
Yeah.
It's still not easy. The backlights of these devices aren't great.
Yeah.
So if, but then I wonder, like, we get that, and then mm-hmm. I still just don't do the work, and it's just like, I think I want to do this, but I don't really.
Yeah. No, I understand. All right. Well, that segment didn't go as well as I thought.
Well, what was this? The second question was, what's something today that we don't need? I feel like there's a whole treasure trove of things there, not just, like, one thing. TVs, maybe.
No, I just bought one.
Well, we got the Vision Pro coming out.
Yeah, but I gotta put something on my head every time.
You might like it.
Yeah, but how are like, so let's say me and my fiance want to sit down, eat dinner, and watch The Bear.
Yeah.
So we want to eat while watching, so we have to put on two separate headsets, so that's nearly $7,000, right?
Yep.
We put in two separate headsets. I mean, I guess we see each other there, kind of. I mean, but we don't even have to be in the same room.
No.
We could see, like, I could just be wherever I want.
Yeah.
And then I can eat while wearing the headset. And then there's still a screen there that's a huge screen that plays The Bear.
Yeah.
As opposed to just us in the same room just eating while we look at the TV.
Yeah, but now you can eat in any room, watch the same show. You can have FaceTime going so that you can giggle and you can hear each other while you're doing it. There's just a lot of benefits.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You can lay down while you're eating. Now you have to like sit up so you can see the TV.
Oh,
you can
you're go right.
lay in your bed and put the food but in your mouth.
But you can't, like, I like to lay on my side. That's going to be kind of getting in the way of the headset.
That's true. I think maybe they'll make new pillows that have the imprint of the headset so you can lay sideways.
That sounds terrible. I don't all right,
so
like
maybe
that.
Not TVs anytime soon. Laptops have surprisingly lasted a long time. I wonder if they'll go away, but maybe not.
I'm starting to, so because I was looking at them for the office, but then I started just looking at them just in general. I think they're really interesting, and I like the idea of sprucing up my my sound system, you know. So I've been looking at Sonos, but there's a part of me that's like, you know, especially lately, like I take Spotify. I can kind of cast it to the TV and it just plays through my home theater setup. So it's like, I don't, you know, it like my setup is my TV goes to a receiver that I have two speakers and sounds pretty good. And then also my record player is hooked up to the same receiver. I just switch it back from either the TV or the record player and I can play out the same thing.
Yeah.
and then I can cast whatever music to the TV if I want to play something on my phone and still get this audio. But Sonos makes it look really cool, but it's also just super complicated for no reason. And like, I don't know if you're actually getting that much of a sound increase as opposed to like these old receivers that kind of use tubes and like have these electrical components. And I don't think they're really useful at all. They're kind of just these big oversized speakers. They sound good. We have one in the office.
So are you saying the receiver could go or the speakers?
Both, because the Sonos would just be a speaker that kind of can connect to whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's other different brands. You don't have to use Sonos. But, you know.
They're pricey. I know it could go.
What?
All the talking assistants that are crap now. That seemed fun, but then you realize actually most of the time they don't know what you're saying.
Like all my Google Homes?
Yeah.
I have like three of them.
Same here. Yeah.
You talk and then they don't know. You know what I use it for every single time?
What?
I use them all the time still. But I use them for the same reason. And I say, set a timer for X amount. Like I'm doing my laundry and I need to know when to go change my laundry.
World's most advanced
or
timer.
I'm cooking something and I need, you know, I got 8 minutes to boil the pasta or whatever. And like, that's it.
Yep.
That's all I use it for.
Same.
Tawny, she consistently tries to use it to play music, and it's the most frustrating thing ever. Also because it's linked to my Spotify, so I'll be at the gym.
Oh,
and then
wipes out.
Uses it to start playing music, and then I'm at the gym, and Taylor Swift comes on in my headphones. And it's like, I'm trying to pump iron here. I can't be listening to Taylor Swift right now. So I gotta call her up. I'm like, babe, I've got this. I got stoner metal playing right now. I'm lifting.
That doesn't happen to me.
So yeah, it happens to me all the time. So I end up listening to a full Taylor Swift album at the gym, and I love it. I love Taylor Swift. That's great.
Oh, another convert.
All right. Any more?
No. Now I'm starting to think like. I would have thought I would have a lot more.
I think it
this.
Might be, you might also might be forgetting. I feel like there's a lot of little things lost in the little, you know, atoms of time or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Like just like stupid, like, you know, e-glasses and like,
External storage is such an interesting thing. It was such a hot thing in the early 2000s, like thumb drives and
all Thunderbolt.
And I have a lot of those.
Firewire.
But like, I don't know. I use Google Photos for the photos, and then past that, I'm not. Most of the files that I care about are online somewhere.
Right. I still have some. I mean, I still use external
video. I could see.
Yeah, I use for like photos, and I just have so many. I just need external because like the prices for online storage for some of that is like insane.
Well, like Google, what do you get? 100 gigs for $2 a month?
But like I can, if I'm shooting like raw photos plus a JPEG, it adds up. Like,
okay.
I can, like I have a terabyte SSD that's like 600 gigs of just stuff.
But how much did it cost? So how many years would it take to pay down Google Photos for that?
Well, that you can get it's a 1 terabyte SSD. It's an M.2 drive that I enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a case for it to turn it into kind of like a external desktop drive. Mm-hmm. And you can get like, they're like $90.
Okay. So $90. So at $24 a year on 100 gigs, well, you need that times 10 because it's 100 to 1,000.
External is cheaper.
So it would be $240 a year. And you said it was what, $90? Okay. So it pays for itself right away.
Yeah. But thanks for trying to do the math for me. All right. That's it for that.
All right.
But you know what it is? It's summertime.
Yeah.
You're hot. Out and about. You're rolling, you know, you're coming home from work. You're
sweaty.
You're coming home sweaty. You're going out on sweaty. The weekends. You're coming back. You're hanging out. You're playing Zelda. You got a bodega right there, right?
Yeah.
You got your bodega.
Oh, is this segment about Mountain Dew?
It could be. No, sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Code Red.
No, I want to know, what's your bodega snacks of the summer?
Oh, so it could be, yeah.
What's you been munching on lately? What's your go-to? What are you looking at? What are you perusing on the shelf? What's your... And then, not just that, but like... So, for example, me, you know, if I'm at work and it's like 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm getting a little tired, I want something fun.
Yeah.
I go get a lot of cologne from the bodega.
What
maybe
is
I get a little bag of popcorners. Huh?
Is La Colombe the name of your
like
bodega?
No. La Colombe is a little coffee. They're like, they come in little cans.
Oh, I think triple, I've seen that. Yeah.
Espresso, like kind of like foam latte in
probably
a can.
Probably never had it pronounced.
So. They also have, it's also a brand of coffee, and they have coffee shops in the city.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
But you get them. I like to pour them into a glass with ice. I have a little, you know, iced latte from a can. Some popcorn is that too, but I don't, you know, here at this bodega, I don't get that. I'm getting, like, if we're going to the beach, we're splitting a breakfast sandwich, and I'm getting a bag of regular Utz, or if we need the big bag, I'm getting the lightly salted Lay's, because I feel like they're not as salty.
But what? Yeah, what's salty. What draws you to the Utz?
I think just Utz makes a good chip.
Okay.
There's nothing like, it's a classic chip. It tastes good. It's got good, it's just good potato-y. It doesn't taste as kind of, I feel like Lay's really kind of tastes like Lay's so much that it's just bland. You know, it doesn't taste fun.
I've been eating a lot of chips, probably not recently, but over the last year.
All right.
Not proud of it.
That's okay.
And mouthfeel is like, in a, like these chips destroy your mouth, some of them.
Yeah, yeah. You can't. And I don't go hard on the chips.
Yeah. I mean, we were breakfast, lunch, and dinner, probably 3-4 bags per meal.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We just have a whole.
What's your lately go-to chip?
Probably Doritos.
Doritos, I've regular really classics,
big
Cool
big
Ranch,
into
Nacho,
yeah, Nacho or Cooler Ranch, Cooler
really?
Ranch probably as of late, and I don't like it.
I never get Doritos.
I spend a lot of time.
But
in
I
the
like Doritos every time
there.
I get them. I mean every time I like if I see them at a party or something, I'm like, oh yeah, Doritos, those are nice.
Yeah,
but I never buy them. I don't think I've ever had a bag of Doritos here.
Interesting. Yeah, me either. Until this last year, we started buying them.
Interesting.
And I was having like the
I love popcorners. That's my go-to.
Popcorners I'll have sometimes.
I feel like, I don't know, I don't think they're healthy at all, but I like the corn kind of taste.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're light. I don't feel bloated after I eat them.
Yes,
they're good.
Super important.
They got some decent flavors. Even just regular sea salt, I really like, but I think the problem is I overdid the regular sea salt, and now they taste very kind of bland. In some ways, but
have you ever had Bjorn corn?
No.
Oh man, you know those Taste of New York like little shacks along like the Taconic or you
yeah.
see them on the highway.
Yeah.
We were at one, and it was like a nice little restaurant almost,
okay.
And it had all fresh like farm food, huh. And it had Bjorn corn there. And Alyssa said, oh, well, this family I babysit for loves Bjorn corn. So I was like, whatever. It's just popcorn, so I just assume it's not as bad for you. It's really good.
Yeah.
So they have an upstate stock, so I started getting that.
Oh, nice.
I've had it twice now.
It's good?
The first time was really good. The second time, still good.
Yeah.
But you're chasing that dragon.
Yeah. You're not going to catch that high again. All right. Chips, one thing. What's your... drink of choice at the bodega of late. What do you get?
It's
getting?
Interesting. There's always those categories.
And
it's
like
either,
it could be alcoholic, it could be non-alcoholic.
You got to have your liquid and you got
to
have your solid.
Like, I'm grabbing a seltzer. 9 times out of 10, I'm grabbing a seltzer. I'm grabbing like a
people,
lime or a black cherry seltzer. I don't care. But if we're going to the beach or something, I like to get these, you know, those San Pellegrinos, the flavored ones.
Ooh, yeah,
the cans, the
good.
Thin cans, the
but
blood
I feel
orange
like I can
and
have
stuff.
Once a month.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're very special occasion. I like to get, if some people are coming with us, I get like 3 or 4 of them, and I surprise everyone at the beach with a little...
With you drinking 4 of them?
In front of them and say, you can't have any. None of you fucking touch this. It's mine.
That is a surprise.
Yeah. So there's that. But that's, you know, special occasions. Otherwise, I'm grabbing a seltzer. I'm a simple guy. I like bubbles. Like,
I really got into seltzer as an adult. I don't
like soda. But if I'm doing a soda, every so often, you know, not oft, like every couple months maybe or something. Mexican Coke. Glass bottle. You gotta get the Mexican. I can't. After drinking Mexican Coke, I can't drink regular Coke. It just tastes so manufactured and sugary and weird. Where it's like Mexican Coke has this sweet, just.
It doesn't make your throat it doesn't all crappy.
Taste, yeah, it doesn't taste like I'm drinking something that, like, you know, but like came out of a car motor and feels like it's like rummaging my insides.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It just tastes, but like not even just that, like, the Squirt, Mexican Squirt. Oh. They come in these like twisty, cool glass bottles. They're really good too.
Huh. I've never tried that.
Also good for making Palomas at home. I get the Mexican Squirt. I do a little tequila, a little lime juice, garnish with a little lime. If I very rarely get the salt to stick on the rim, but I've tried it a few times and it does all right.
Do you think you need a special glass or special salt?
I don't know.
Special water?
Maybe. I'm using that like pink crystal salt, so it's pretty big and it's just like.
Yeah, probably like, heavy.
That's probably that.
You got to get. Go to like a cooking store and get the salt that really flakes. I probably
need to get like an actual bartender to lick the rim of my glass first because I can't do it.
That's how they do it. Just like an envelope. It's
every
fine.
Time you get a margarita at a bar, they just and they dip it in salt, and then that's how they do it. That's and how they get to stick.
Like it too. And if the bar, it's your own little way of asynchronously kissing the bartender.
Yeah. Another thing, Topo Chico.
Yeah, I've been having those every once in a while.
Best bubbles. Best bubbles. They're good.
Oh,
they're two bubbles.
You gotta get. Forget the name. There's like this salty seltzer water that I've been having.
What?
It's very expensive.
I gotta try that.
You gotta save up. But it's like the smoothest seltzer you'll ever have. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like smooth, but. Because you think like, oh, smooth, I want it to be like sharp with the bubbles, but it's like, I don't know, you gotta try it at least once.
All right,
I forget the name of it.
I'll try it.
They have it at the coffee shop I like to go to. All
right, well, we got chips, we got drinks.
Oh, what's didn't say what my drink was.
Oh, yeah, lately, you're just agreeing with me.
Lately, a lot of Spindrifts,
whatever sugar free ones. Because we went to a wedding recently, they had them there. One flavor I really liked, one flavor I really didn't like.
And they made you...
And then they held me down. They just kept pouring them.
They all chanting. Pineapple, pineapple.
So like... Or no, wait. It wasn't the... No, the flavors of Spindrift at the wedding were good. It was like the really simple kind. But we had purchased like a 6-pack at the store for our room while we were there. And that was like a more orangey tangerine kind of Spindrift.
Oh, did you get the
and
blood orange one?
I did not like it. No, it wasn't blood orange. Oh. I think it was like tangerine kind of flavored. But I was not a huge fan. It just left a kind of a tangy taste in my mouth. I just wasn't into it. But like some of them, like the regular kind of Spindrift is fine. Like the one, the blue can.
Oh, that's like pineapple one.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I like that one that much.
Any other drinks?
If I have a hangover, I'll get a Gatorade.
I do a Gatorade every now and then. What's your Gatorade?
Lemon, the yellow
one. Okay. I like the yellow. I like the orange.
So I end up having these like twice a day.
Well, it's got electrolytes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've slowly been kind of like weaning out. But if you asked me this like 6 months ago, I was in a not healthy period and I would go to the bodega.
It doesn't matter. Even if you're in a healthy period, you're still grabbing something.
Less often.
Oh, you haven't been to bodega in 6 months?
I haven't gotten chips there. Well, no. Sometimes I'll get chips. I get a lot of protein bars.
Okay.
Because they trick you into thinking it's healthy and you know they're not healthy. You know it's the worst thing for you.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it says protein. They bulk up.
Yeah. And you just, I just think about all the muscles I'm going to have.
Yeah. Especially if you just get like two or three of them and you put them under your
sleeve. Yeah.
Where your sleeve is, and they look like muscles. All right. Moving on from drinks. What's your dessert choice? Your sweet snack, your candy. What do you grab?
Oh.
I'll open it up to candy because I don't like candy. I know you like candy, though.
I've phased out of candy. I've been getting into fruits a lot lately.
Okay. You're getting a health kick.
Yeah. Blueberries. Right. Every once in a while, we'll just go grab a bunch of blueberries and raspberries and strawberries.
All right.
Eat them.
Mine is, I mean, I like cookies, but I've been trying to not buy as many as cookies. And I know that's tough for me to say because there's one sitting over there.
I saw that cookie over there.
But what I try to do instead is I just get those little, what are they called? Why am I forgetting the name? Comes in the gold wrapper. They're like a little ball hazelnut.
Ferrero Rocher?
Yes, Ferrero Rocher. Like, we get them all the time. It's like a little treat. If we don't want like a huge dessert, they're 75 cents at the counter. I get one. You eat it. You're done with it. It's nice.
75 cents back then would be a down payment on a house.
Yeah. aside from that, it doesn't have to be, a bodega specific question. Just general, where you're going over the summer, kind of wherever you are. What's your drink of the summer? I'm talking liquor, alcohol, beer.
Ooh.
What's your drink? Because I tried one recently, courtesy of
Probably Sloppy Boys podcast. This year, probably a lot of margaritas and mimosas.
Okay.
Just anything with an M.
That's the big thing?
Yeah. Because you got to go,
Yeah.
Summer.
Well, last year I did a lot of Palomas and ranch waters, which is tequila.
Ranch water is just like from a trough?
Yeah. No, ranch water is it's a Topo Chico with a little tequila in it and then a lime. And then Paloma, I already just talked to you what Paloma was. This summer, I mean, I only had one so far, but I made a picklettini and it was pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't normally drink martinis. They're kind of too much. So, like, I don't, that's why I've only had one.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to get hammered every time I drink one drink.
So this is, you take pickle juice and just put it with
vodka. And then you put it in a shaker. And then I garnish it with a little pickle. And I think that's way better than an olive to me. I'd rather have a pickle.
Who is the person who's like, hey, pickle juice, let's mix this with alcohol?
I don't know.
Is it a restaurant?
Picklebacks have always been around.
Yeah, but is the restaurant like, man, we could sell this juice instead of waste all this juice in our pickle jars?
I think pickle's big, though, because now, I think my big chip of last year and even into, well, I would say the first half of this year, I was buying pickle chips like crazy. I love Trader Joe's has a good pickle chip. Utz has a good one.
This whole segment, one, I'm just going to go right to the bodega after this.
Yeah.
I feel bad for anyone listening to this.
That's why I kept it waited towards the end because I didn't want to. If we started at the beginning talking about food, everyone would turn it off and be like, I'm hungry.
Oh.
So now we just did this at the end.
They've already invested. They got to stick it through the end. Then they go to the bodega.
So we got chips, dessert, pickle teenies.
So what's your vape?
Just whatever summer. Lets me blow the biggest clouds.
Yeah. I just want everybody else to smoke it with me.
I was just in a, we were taking a car home last night and I was like, why are there so many smoke shops? I'm like, there can't be that many people vaping.
Huh. They're probably just selling something else. And that's a front. I
guess weed, but like, even then, it's a lot.
There are a lot of weed shops and I feel like, maybe there's a lot of people going to them. They're still in business.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know.
I feel like probably everybody who wanted to smoke before
already
Yeah. It's not like we just unlocked this untapped market. It's not like, people are holding out for the law.
What? I can do this?
Yeah.
It's nothing new. But I know what you mean. All right. we better stop talking about food before we get too hungry. But, you know, it's our 20th episode of sorts, even though we've probably done four since our return.
Yeah.
But I want to celebrate by, you know, I want to take you down memory lane.
Oh, no.
To a clip a listener had sent in, you know. And I just want to hear your reaction, see if you've changed anything. You know, I'm just pulling this from an old episode, some of our best clip. It's like probably our best clip. And I just want to see if this still holds up.
What I would do, I would buy a matte black Tesla.
Oh, cool. I would think about it, but I don't want to give Elon Musk any more money.
I like Elon Musk.
So
that's it. That's the clip. You, how did you find that? You had that like ready to go.
Friend and friend of the show, Justin, sent that in. He was listening to old episodes. He thought that kind of was pretty funny.
Oh, interesting. How do you remember?
I think this was pre Elon buying Twitter going crazy. So like,
I think not going crazy, but maybe more people are aware of it.
Yeah, so just seeing how that still holds up.
Well,
you don't have to comment. I just
no, I do. Laughs. I want to possibly either dig a hole that's bigger. Well, one, I assume most people don't like Elon because he likes to stoke the flames. Like on Twitter, like I'll see him and it's just like very apparent what he knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get attention.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything he's doing is actually gonna help in the long run.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to that.
That's it. That's what we're gonna leave this with. The 20th episode.
Thanks for joining. I'm Chris.
I'm Anton.
I don't even think we normally say that when we sign off, but
no, we don't.
We just wanted to remind you of our names again.
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
See ya.